This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femenino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, David, what do you got for us?
Well, I wanted to try to have a little fun because I found an interesting, funny list here of the 50th biggest NFL draft bust in the last 50 years.
Oh, God.
So we're going to not all of them.
Can we guess?
You can.
Is the list accessible enough where we could guess?
I believe so. Just a couple guesses and then I'll go through them.
All right. Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
Ryan Leaf.
Ryan Leaf is on the list.
Uh-oh.
Number one.
Biggest all time?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
No. Because remember, people were saying, if you pass on Ryan Leaf and take this Peyton Manning guy, you will regret it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was 4-14 in 18 starts.
All right, let's go 90s quarterbacks. Can I go Dave Klingler? University of Houston. Remember him on the cover of Sports Illustrated with the bundle of dynamite?
And I will top that.
Andre
Ware.
Same
school. Andre Ware.
Neither.
Really? Neither made the top 50 busts of all time.
Neither.
Steve Entman?
No, not on the list either.
I quit. I just do the list. I'm done. Because all these guys awful.
Brian Bosworth?
No. Not on the list either. Let's just go through them.
What type of list is this?
Let's go through this. Okay, so let's start at 50. And what they did at 50 was they grouped the 2011 quarterback class. Blaine Gabbert. 10th overall,
Christian
Jake Locker,
Ponder.
8th overall, and Christian Ponder, 12th
who was
overall.
Who was before Christian
Jake
Ponder?
Jake Locker. Remember UW? If injuries didn't derail him, he might have been okay. Christian Ponder, you need an act
yes,
of God.
Correct.
Charlie Ward?
No.
Just keep moving. Right. No, there's no. Watch. I'll say Jamarcus Russell. He'll tell me he's not on the list.
Number 49 on this list is another quarterback drafted in 2004 for the Bills.
E.J. Manuel.
J.P. Lossman.
Oh, the Tulane transfer.
Yes.
Or E.J. Manuel.
Because here's what happened. It was Eli Manning in that draft, Philip Rivers in that draft, Ben Roethlisberger in that draft, and then Lossman.
J.P. Lossman.
Yep. So let's move over to number 45 on this list. And this one, yes, he was a bad pick, but it's because who they traded to then get this pick. It was wide receiver Treylon Burks, 2022. They traded A.J. Brown to the Eagles to get the 18th selection in draft Burks.
Yeah, did you see Cam Ward say that Burks is a top five receiver in the league?
Kind of have to say that, but...
No, not really. Not really. Go ahead.
Number 44 on this list, running back for the Bengals. First overall
Kajana
selection.
Kajana Carter.
Yes.
Now, didn't he blow out?
He ripped up his knee in his first preseason game.
Yeah. Yes. That one, it's like Blair Thomas, another really bad running back pick.
Correct.
You draft these running backs and they get hurt. What am I supposed to do?
What? No, I was just thinking. of a quarterback, though. Tony Eason. Because they passed.
Yeah, David's going to tell you not on
I
the
know,
list.
I know.
Go I'm ahead. Sorry, what name did you give?
Tony Eason.
Passed
Tony
on him.
Tony Eason. Took, let
passed
me
on Dan
see.
Marino and took him.
Lions drafted a fullback at number 9 or 10 overall that year, James Jones.
I don't see him on this list.
So here's the deal. We're not guessing anything else. All our bad okay, players right. are Hall of Famers compared to this crap.
Go ahead, David.
So here's what they did for number 40. Because Mike Mayock was so horrible as a GM for the Raiders, they combined the 2020 draft and the 2019 draft because they found just two players in that draft. And two of them were Hunter Renfro.
He's out of football.
Well, he's back, but yes, he was. And Max Crosby, they found them.
Good player.
But here's who else they had. 2020, Henry Ruggs, Damon Arnett, Lynn Bowden didn't make the team.
Hold on, Lynn Bowden was the kid yeah. with the over-aggressive throat tattoo.
But they traded
right?
him.
Wasn't that him?
They traded him before his rookie season.
Well, everything coming out about that kid is he was really, really bad news. Like, he was not a good kid.
It was yeah. almost as if you need to do homework before you draft somebody.
And in 2019, they had Cleveland Farrell, bust. Jonathan yeah. Abraham,
Abraham Clemson,
bust. Yeah. Josh Jacobs was the only one that made it, but they didn't even sign him to a second deal.
Yikes. Well, that's because you don't pay running backs.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Noted.
That is true. Number 37 on the list. Wow, this one's pretty bad. So the same draft as the Manning Leaf draft. Number 3rd overall, Andre Wadsworth for the Cardinals in 1998. Because the next selection after Manning Leaf, him, and then it was Charles Woodson.
Oh,
so
my
you
God.
Didn't take Charles Woodson.
Yeah, but
you took Andre Wadsworth.
Wadsworth was like
Florida
built,
State,
he
right?
was, yeah, built in a lab. You'd see yeah. a picture of him and go, who the hell's that guy?
Yeah.
One problem, he just couldn't play.
He also had knee injuries as well. Number 35 on the list, Lions. Second overall selection in 2003, Charles Rogers.
I mean, collarbones and drugs. I come on.
More so collarbones and then
and a barbecue fork.
Mistakes were made.
The
next pick, Andre Johnson.
And let me get to number 28 here before I get to the top yeah. 10 because I forgot about this guy. That's how big of a bust he was. Wide receiver.
Rogers.
They had traded Randy Moss in the offseason and used a 7th overall selection to get another wide receiver to replace him. Problem was his name was Troy Williamson. Did play.
North, was that North Carolina
NC State? Yeah.
Ah!
Good man. not a good player. Not no. Decidedly not good.
Not
Would
at
Jermaine
all.
Jermaine Crowell fit the second round?
No. The only other Lion on the list was at 23. That was Jeff Okuda. So
wait, the
Lions.
Top 50 draft busts of all time, and the Lions only get two of them?
They only get two of
you
them.
You better recalibrate that
yeah,
list.
Yeah, they only get two of them, sure.
Wasn't Aaron Gibson a first-round selection?
Yeah, no Joey, no Aaron Gibson. Oh. Nope.
Don't look at me. This is his list.
Number 10, first
Terry
overall,
Fair.
1988.
Okay.
Nope, by the Falcons, was outside linebacker Andre Bruce.
Oh, boy. That was another one. He looked the part. Looked like Tarzan. Played like Jane.
Number 9, Robert Griffin III, second overall, 2012.
Listen.
Injuries.
Now, hold on. I'm going to defend him even though I hate this guy. I think he's one of the worst broadcasters in the history of Earth, but he keeps being handed gigs. But as a player... You can't call him a bust when he revolutionized football when he was healthy, and then Shanahan, old Leatherface, played him injured in a playoff game,
killed him.
He fully blew out. I will stand up for him in that regard. Come on. He sucks as a broadcaster, though.
Number eight, they say the decision to draft John Elway number one in 1983 by the Colts because he never played for them. So they call that a bust.
Look, they took a shot. I can't knock them. This list, I tell you, I got problems. I'd like to file a grievance.
Number seven on the list was the Jets' decision to trade down in 1997. They traded down twice.
Kyle Brady.
Passed on Orlando Pace with the first trade down. They were at number one. Traded down to six. Passed on Orlando Pace. Then traded from six to eight. Passed on Hall of Famer Walter Jones. Instead, they took James Ferrier, who his
Virginia.
Best days was with the Pittsburgh Steelers, not even with the
was
Jets.
Was Ferrier on that Virginia team with Ahmad Brooks? Remember when they had the three really good linebackers? And you're like, how did Virginia get these players? Maybe I'm a loser. Keep it rolling. Sorry.
Number six, Lawrence Phillips. Number five, wow. Jeff George.
Okay. Hold on. Phillips and George duct taped together. They win the Bleep Hole Award of all time. Those two.
No, I think Phillips takes it to a hole. He is first ballot Hall of Fame with the plaid jacket.
Number four was the quarterback class from 2021. Trey Lance,
uh-oh,
Zach Wilson, oh, Matt no. Jones, and Justin Fields.
That is collectively.
Well, Justin Fields.
No, he's bad. You have to let it go.
Do I?
You can't be Rose in Titanic. You'll never let go. No, Rico, let go. Justin's dead.
There's room for us both.
Number three is Jamarcus Russell.
Okay.
There we go.
Shout out Purple Drank.
And then number two is Tony Mandridge. I believe you actually said that earlier, Rico.
Roids. I mean, that's just, what are you going to do?
Boy, I think the biggest gift ever was Green Bay took him.
And you got Barry.
And they got Barry. Because I think the Lions were going to take him if Green Bay would have took Barry.
I wish MSU would start doing roids again. We got to get this program going.
Yeah, that's a crazy when you have Aikman go one, then Green Bay took that, then you have Barry Sanders, then you have Derek Thomas and Deion Sanders.
Somebody get Tony up to the football building. Will you please for some supplements?
Pass it around. Here you go.
Tatum has just hurt you.
How
did the football team take a stray?
All I know is we haven't had a lineman since that. What, Conklin and Flozell? There'd be your two.
The hotel.
Flozell, the hotel. Right. Who's the worst pick of all time, David?
Rico guessed that one. That was Ryan Leaf.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Controversial list. Don't totally support it.
All righty. That's
your football today.
Todd Blackledge. Yeah.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.